The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need you guys to figure out the minimum age I can date.
Oh.
Here's why.
Right.
Here's why. There's a story of an Italian influencer. She's 22 years old.
That's too young for you.
I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah, thank you
I'm
so
feeling
much.
22.
Right. Get them on your side.
Here's
Slacker,
the deal. Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
She just got married to one of her high school teachers.
Disgusting already.
So she had him in class.
What's wrong with teachers, Erica?
Yeah.
Her high school teachers.
Here's the weird thing. We know people who've ended up with their teachers. I have, like, my former in-laws, she ended up, like, one of her sisters, my ex-wife's sister, ended up with one of her teachers.
Wow.
Like,
it feels
okay,
wrong.
Let me just say this. To me, high school teacher feels better. Because,
yeah.
So you're 18. I'm not going to say how old this guy was at the time, but it was not 18. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 4 years or 3 years or whatever. She's at a bookstore. He's at the bookstore. Oh, Mr. Oh, hey, you're always my favorite student. Want to grab a coffee? And then you're like,
it's acceptable to grab a coffee, but then to be like, and you know what I want to do? Boink ya.
But what you're telling me, never as a young woman did you have a little thought of any of your
we had a very hot vice principal.
Okay.
But I would never be like, and I'm actually going to move towards that. It was
what if you would
like
just ran into each other?
Yeah.
Well, he was also gay, so that's not helpful. But
but what if he wasn't?
I would never be like, and then I'm going to date him.
I don't know. I think if you meet again, your lives have not crossed again, right? In however many years, you're two completely different people now.
3 years? You're completely different people in 3 years?
You're definitely different between 18 and 21 or 17 and 21.
But barely,
you're different.
Dude, barely. You're kind of still immature.
Can I just say this? In Italy, it might be different. Here, you're still kind of, I think 18-year-olds in Italy probably get off the parent dole.
Do you
want
to share how old this man is?
Not yet.
Great.
I don't know. Italy, it might be the opposite. It might be like you stay in the home even longer. It's more like familial, where you have grandparents and parents. You have multiple generations.
In the same home.
Let me ask you
so
this.
Lots of different ages flying around all the time.
In the version that was my in-laws, she hooked up with somebody she knew when she was a child.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's inappropriate. Unless their age difference is only like 10 years, it's inappropriate.
Why? Because the only weird reason, listen, I felt the same way you did, but they loved each other so much. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, he makes her genuinely happy.
What was the age difference?
Between the ones that I'm talking about, my former sister-in-law, I think it was 20 some years. So he was a teacher on the military base where they were stationed.
Okay.
And just saw her around the base all the years. Hadn't seen each other in like 10 years. Run into each other at a bar. Oh my God, you're always my favorite. Loved you or whatever. And then they just, it's like where it gets weird. Like the story of the Italian girl, you can see that it's not as gross for him to go, I thought you were attractive when I taught you. Because she was young woman. She was 17 or whatever.
And in high school, you can also be 14.
Okay. But, they're married. She's 22. He's 60. So I'm not 60. How dare you tell me I can't date a 22-year-old right now?
I'm not going to share your age on the air.
But
I'll tell you right now, you can't date a 22-year-old. You can't even date someone my age, which is 32. And I know.
Here's the thing.
I know.
I recently did date somebody your age.
I know. And why didn't it work out?
Not because it reminded a little because of you.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
But
you're in different lives. I, at 32, am not. I don't need stepchildren who are. Ew, sorry. I'm making the
Do it. Now visualize it. Close your eyes. There you go. Close them.
But it's like a 32-year-old is probably just starting their like real adult life.
But what if they have that zaddy energy? What if they want a zaddy? Like, this is already awkward enough.
Oh, no.
Talking to you about it. But I'm going to talk to Aaron real quick.
Okay.
Aaron's got a very old energy. Mm-hmm. She's not 30. She's closer to 50 than 30.
Yeah.
She likes the Eagles, for God's sake. And she flew to another state to watch geriatric men.
But,
like,
she didn't fly to another state to marry one.
No, but I'm saying she could. I can see a woman, not Aaron, but a woman like Aaron, who is leaning heavily towards not having kids.
Mm-hmm. That's also different.
Right? No, mm-hmm. I don't want kids. I like old music. I want to just, God, can we just be home? Ugh. Like, so what would be wrong with that?
And that's the thing is, I think I'm okay with age gaps. Do I think, like, kind of weird? But it's not for me. Sure.
Right.
But you do whatever. Where I'm torn is, this was a teacher. That feels predatory.
Yeah.
But he didn't do anything.
It doesn't matter.
It absolutely matters.
Well, I mean, it matters if he did anything when they were...
He didn't.
Yeah. At school.
And if he never thought it, like, who cares even if he thought, like, I just want you to know, guys, we think about it more, like...
That's yucky.
But it's just, dude, so do you. Women, you have it all figured out. You just don't admit that you have the same, you're just as...
You know what? You're right. Because at the same time, I'm looking at this 22-year-old and I'm saying, get your bag. Get after it, girl. Get your coin.
He's a teacher.
He has a Rolex.
No bag.
There is no bag. No offense, teachers. Honestly, teachers deserve more bag. If that's what we want to end this with.
Can we agree on that? Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.